The world was shocked when an estimated 800,000 Rwandans were massacred in about 100 days, starting April 7, 1994. Members of the ethnic Hutu majority killed about 70% of the minority Tutsis living in Rwanda and many moderate Hutus. U.S. President Bill Clinton was criticized at home and abroad for doing nothing to stop the slaughter. 4 years later, he visited Rwanda and apologized for his inaction.
We did not act quickly enough after the killing began. But all over the world, there were people like me sitting in offices day after day after day who did not fully appreciate the depth and the speed with which you were being engulfed by this unimaginable terror.
Despite the vow of never again, the catastrophe in Rwanda did not bring the end of widespread violence against civilians. Genocide in Sudan's Darfur region and sectarian violence in the Central African Republic are among the acts of mass brutality since then that have left millions dead or homeless. In the Syrian civil war, at least 150,000 people are believed to have been killed, and another U.S. president has been accused of inaction. Amnesty International's Adote Akwe says opposition from Russia in the United Nations Security Council is blocking White House efforts to stop the violence in Syria.
The international community has to end the crisis in Syria somehow, and the administration has been consistent in trying to do that, but it's not been able to actually achieve the results that we all want to see.
Veteran U.S. diplomat Johnny Carson, now a senior advisor at the U.S. Institute for Peace, says the Rwanda genocide taught the world it has to move quickly.
Act swiftly and to muster the resources of the international community to condemn and engage as quickly as possible when we see an atrocity about to occur.
Ambassador Carson says the lessons of Rwanda and other massacres led President Barack Obama to establish an Atrocities Prevention Board,
which is an interagency group that gets together once a month under the direction of the National Security Council to review situations around the world that may be likely to turn into atrocities or mass violence.
Akwe says the board is a major step forward, but efforts to prevent atrocities must start sooner.
It would be better and probably more economical to try to challenge intolerance and hate propaganda earlier on before all of the actors are in place when things are actually beginning to threaten people.
Akwe says the best way to prevent genocide is to show that the world is watching and will not tolerate it. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.